James is saying, receive the word. Get rid of distractions. Take away the noise. Show hospitality to the word implanted in your heart. And if you do that, have a coachable spirit, a trainable, being trainable, that will bear fruit. That's one way to hear the word. The first R. Let's move on to the second R. The second R is respond. This is James. The next verse, this is expository here. James 1, verse 22. In that text, I'm kind of going to paraphrase here. It essentially says, don't just hear the word. If you just hear the word, you deceive yourselves. What does it say? Do the word. Do it. Now, the word for listen there, I want to highlight that for a moment. The word for listen there is related to a word that we use in English, which is audit. When was the last time you audited a class? I don't know if you've audited a class before, but I find it to be a great experience because you don't have to do any work. It's wonderful. I audited a class in seminary, a really difficult class, and it was really relaxing. I didn't have to do anything. Assignments were passed out, and late at night, I didn't have to do homework. I'd go play basketball. It was awesome. Tests were planned and administrated. I didn't even have to show up. Because I was auditing the class. I wasn't taking it for credit. Then when there were presentations, I didn't have to do any research and go to the library with a group of friends. I was auditing the class. Now here's the temptation. The temptation can come. Can I just audit church? Could I just audit my faith life? In other words, just listen. Just sit back and listen to everything that's said. Take in all the things that are happening at church. James is saying you can't audit Christianity. Be doers of the word. Take notes. Respond. Find something and respond, James is saying. That's the second R. But that leads us to the third R James is getting at, and that is reflect. That's in James 1, verses 23 through 24. Essentially, what he's getting at here is, and I'll quote it, we'll kind of paraphrase it here. If anyone hears the word, listens to the word, but doesn't do it, they are like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. Then after looking at himself in the mirror, goes away and he forgets what he looks like. What is that about? Wisdom literature. Some of this is really pretty advanced. What is he saying here? Reflect, a mirror. You know, how many of us used mirrors this morning when we woke up? I hope so. We all use mirrors to kind of check our appearances. We check to see. Now, I'm the only one that doesn't do this. But we all check to see if our hair's right. I hope you did that this morning. Anybody do that? We check in the mirror to see if our eyes are bloodshot. If we need to do a remedy, we check in the mirror to see if our skin is dry. We do all sorts of things. And the mirror's helpful. It shows us on the outside what we look like. That's really important. Now, you might come to the conclusion, you know what? I don't want to see what I look on the outside. And you might avoid the mirror. By the way, Queen Elizabeth in the 1900s, as she was aging, her strategy, guess what it was? Get rid of all the mirrors in Buckingham Palace. Oh. Now, sometimes I wonder, God's word is a mirror for not the outside. That's not what the Bible's about. It's about what's inside. And the temptation can come to not read God's word because it's safer not to hear what we might think it's I don't know if I want to hear what God says about my inside. It's safer not knowing, and so we avoid God's word, but it's a mirror. Now, sometimes on the outside, it's really important to get to a mirror because we think that we look really good. Have you ever had that moment where you had that suit on or that fancy dress? You wanted to get to a mirror. The hair just looked just right and your smile just glistened. You want to get to that mirror, dear friends. God's word is a mirror for the inside of who we are. And you look good. What does it say? Because you are in Jesus Christ, God sees you through the lens of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when we read it, it says these sorts of things. You are precious. You are precious. And because you're precious, God will take care of your needs, physical needs, emotional needs, in the future.